This is Nachyomi Shemuel Aleph, chapter 8. This chapter is definitely the main turning point in the book of Shemuel. Shemuel has become old, and he appoints his sons, Yoel and Aviah, to serve as judges in his stead. The text tells us that the sons of Shemuel did not fare too well. They did not live up to his high standard. They even exhibited signs of corruption, taking bribes, and so on, and therefore did not find favor in the eyes of the people as Shemuel had. In response to this failed process of succession, the nation approaches Shemuel and they demand to have a king to rule over them. Now Shemuel is greatly distressed by this request and he prays to Hashem. Hashem reassures Shemuel that he shouldn't take this as something personal. It's not an indictment of him. It's not a criticism of him. It's not even a rejection of him. It's really a sign that the Jewish people don't want Hashem as their king. Hashem instructs Shemuel to fulfill the request of the Jews, but first to educate them as to what having a king will mean in their lives. Shemuel addresses the populace and he details all the different ways in which the needs of the king and his government will limit the freedoms of the population, of his subjects. He's going to collect taxes, he's going to take their money, their produce, their livestock, their sons, their daughters. He's going to enjoy the benefits of absolute authority, and they will be subordinate to his desires and his whims. The Jews insist that they nevertheless want to have a king like all the other nations. And Hashem commands Shemuel to honor that request and start the process of finding the right man for the job, which we will see in the upcoming chapters. Now, the question of whether the establishment of a monarchy was a positive or negative development in Jewish history is hotly debated by our rabbis. The Tanakh itself seems to send almost mixed messages on this. On one hand, the Torah commands us, or is understood by the rabbis as commanding us, to choose a king. It's one of the mitzvot of the Torah. According to the Rambam, it's one of the 613 mitzvot. And a key refrain of the book of Shofetim, which charts the disastrous decline of the Jewish people when they didn't have strong leadership, seems to support the idea that having a king is a necessity. After all, the book of Shofetim multiple times mentions that there was no king in Israel, people did whatever they wanted, and that's why things were chaotic. On the other hand, Shemuel's reaction in this chapter and Hashem's statement that the request for a king is a rejection of him seem to indicate, or definitely indicate, that the move to appoint a king here is seen negatively. So how do we reconcile the positive and the negative attitudes towards kingship? Now, we could distinguish here between the two functions of a king. The main benefit that a king provides, that's really the positive of having a king, is the stability, which is much needed. We can see that Shemuel was concerned about this himself. He tried to respond to the need for stability, first of all, by proactively engaging in public life, traveling, educating the people, not allowing them to lose their spiritual momentum so there would be a sense of continuity, and also trying to pass the mantle of leadership onto the next generation so that even after he died, the people would not backslide into idolatry. This is, in fact, the first time that any shofet has tried to prevent a backsliding, a decline after his death, thinking ahead about how to ensure that the Jews stay on the right path. Shemuel is unique. He's original in this regard. So in that sense, having a king is a positive thing. The need for stability is a real one. Unfortunately, Shemuel's efforts in this regard fall flat because his sons are simply not up to the job. The Midrash tells us that they didn't actually take bribes. They set up a kind of bureaucratic system of judging the people, and they were charging court fees, expecting payment for their services and for their time. Apparently, the absence of the charisma and enthusiasm and the devotion of Shemuel, the reduction of the position of Shofet into a kind of job, a public service job, a civil service employment, left a bad taste in the mouths of the people, and it probably reminded them of the reign of the sons of Eli and how bad that was. So the presence of Shemuel, on the other hand, who had immense spiritual stature, filled the void of leadership to such an extent that they didn't even think about having a king. But once they had a kind of second-rate set of leaders, they felt that, you know what, if we're going to have to settle, we might as well settle for the real deal and have a king. If we're going to have career politicians, why not have a king like everybody else? Why have career politicians who call themselves Shofetim? So this is the positive side of having a king. In other words, this desire for stability, which Shemuel tries to provide but is unsuccessful. And it opens up the Pandora's box of desire for a king that encompasses the second function of the king. The second function of a king is to provide an emotional sense of security to the people. This is where it becomes problematic from a religious standpoint, because a human king projects a comforting illusion that he's in control of everything and that everyone is going to be protected. He exacts a heavy price for this by taxing the people, requiring their services. Other nations are prepared to make these sacrifices because they believe that the ultimate security that they can have is having a king. However, the Jews should know better. They should realize that their ultimate security come from Hashem and are going to be dependent on and a function of whether they observe the Torah and the mitzvot. Shmuel was very disappointed that the psychological weakness of the people led them to seek the emotional reassurance of a human ruler instead of inspiring them to strengthen their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem himself. And so we could say that while the first motive for having a king was noble, and Shmuel even tried to address it, and that's why he wasn't against having a king, and that's why in the book of Shofatim, he's talking about that side of having a king. When it comes to the second function, the emotional gratification of having a king, the reassurance and the security, the false sense of security provided by a king, this is where Shmuel opposes the interest in having a king and why he's so alarmed at the development when the Jews ask for one.